So today I am here to talk to you about choices. Who likes to make choices? Some people. Who likes choices to be made for them? Me. Okay? I cannot make any decisions. I am terrible at making decisions. But today we're going to have a wee think about choices, because some choices you get to make, but some choices you don't. Like some choices, such as going to school. You all love going to school, but that's not a choice you get to make. But you can decide whether to listen to me or not. That is up to you. Okay, that is a choice that you get to make. Can you all see this beautiful table that we have here? Oh yes, isn't that lovely? We have different prizes up here. So I am going to be looking for girls and maybe big people that are listening so well, that are helping me in my talk. Okay, do you think you could do that? Yes, oh, this side is all over it. This side can do it. Can this side do it? Yes. Okay. Well, to begin, does anyone like eggs? If you're not allergic to them, that is. So I'm not talking about any type of, you know, like chocolate egg. I'm talking about a real nice egg, like chickens that Catherine have, they lay them. So anyone like eggs? Yes? Yes, a couple of people. Well, we're not going to eat them, unfortunately, because we've all had our lunch. But I need some help. I have one egg, and I need you to help me to think of things that maybe we've done that are a bit wrong, some bad choices that we've already made. So can anyone think of a bad choice that we might have made? Yes. Fighting with your sister, girls, you wouldn't do that. So fighting with our siblings, that is one. Can anyone else think of something that we have done? Ellie. Ooh. Telling lies to our parents, just in case you've all heard that. Telling lies. Maybe two from this side. Can you think of anything? Yeah. Being cheeky. Being cheeky, you heard it. Bad choice. Being cheeky. Going to write that on the egg. Anything else that is a bad choice, or maybe a sin that we might have done? Where's Ellie Rose? You have one. Don't listen. Don't listen. That is a very good one. So not listening. So I am writing this on the egg. And the egg looks a bit dirty. It's a bit dark now because there's loads of bad stuff on it. So I need someone to do this. Now, Jim, don't worry. But would someone be able to drop it for me? Oh, yeah, all the hands are up now. So I need someone to drop it. Thea, could you just give it a wee drop on the floor there? A wee one. It's all good. We only need one to do that one. So now the egg, it's all cracked. It doesn't look very nice. It's cracked and there's bad things on it. And as Christians, we believe that whenever we don't have Jesus in our hearts, that maybe we could be like this. There's lots of bad stuff on it. And we don't want it to be like that. But as Christians, we believe that whenever Jesus comes into our lives, that the egg, just as you can see, what does it look like, girls? What is underneath this shell? What can you see? What can you see? It's white, and it's very clean, isn't it? Yeah. Okay, so just like whenever Jesus comes into our lives, the egg is white. And it says in the Bible that we become white as snow. Can everyone go, ooh? Oh, white as snow. Isn't that amazing that he can do that? But we have a choice to make. We can either accept him and become like this white egg and have him in our lives, in our hearts, or we can stay like this one and maybe be a bit not very nice at that one. So it's not. But we want to be like this one. And in GB, we help you to think about that, don't we? Through reading our Bibles, doing scripture, doing loads of different things. And it was read today from Psalm 23. And in GB, who are we learning about in GB? Who are we learning about? Who are we learning about? Girls, tell me who we're learning about, King? King David. Yes, we are learning about King David. But way, 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 way before he was king, what was he? What was he? Before he was king, what was he? Who can remember? I heard someone say it. Yes? He was a... There we go. He was a shepherd. They knew it. He was a shepherd. Imagine being a shepherd, looking after the lovely sheep. But the shepherds in those days, they lived with the sheep. Girls, can we imagine living with sheep? Who would like to do that? A couple of people, okay. So the shepherds, they lived with the sheep. The pens were like a rectangle, and there was a wee tiny gap at the bottom, and the shepherd at night, he lay there to stop anything from getting into the sheep and stopping any sheep escaping. And Jesus, he also says that I am the sheep gate. What is that, the sheep gate? Well, what that is saying is that Jesus too will protect us, just like the shepherd protects the sheep, that Jesus will protect you and he will protect me. He also says, I am the door. He says that too. Okay? And we are reading from Psalm 23 that too, Jesus will take care of us. That whenever we have him, we lack nothing, because we have everything in him. And in Revelation 3:20, it says, here I am, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person, and they with me. Jesus is standing, knocking at the door. He wants to be friends with you. He wants to journey through life with you. But my question to you is, are you going to answer it? Are you going to make that choice in answering it? If you have already accepted Jesus into your life, can I encourage you to keep going, to don't stop, read your Bible, keep on praying, join church if you don't already have one. But some of you might be questioning whether to answer that door or not. Can I encourage you to read scripture? You can get it on your phone. There is a free app that you can read scripture, or you might have a Bible. Read the book of Mark and come to the decision yourself, but it is down to you. You have that choice to make. So as Christians, we believe that's quite possibly the biggest choice we can make. It is a big choice that we can make. But girls, don't we want to make good choices? Yeah? Not bad choices. And that is our challenge for today. And I have seen some girls making really good choices. Who would like something from the table? A couple of people. So I have heard some really good answers. And I've seen some people listening so, so well. So I'm going to ask for three girls. One from over here. Anyone? Where is she? Robin. Robin, do you want to come up? And see, from here, you pick something that is really nice. There we go. And you can take that back and see what you've got in there. Okay, and someone from this side who was listening so well. Who do I think was listening so well? Who was listening? You had a really good answer. Do you want to come up? Okay, can you pick something from here that looks really nice that you might want to take? That one? Okay, it's really heavy, this one. We might need a hand. Do you want to open this one and show everyone what you have in here? Yeah, I think you do. So a lovely tissue paper we've got here. What is it? Do we need an extra hand because it's quite heavy? We have a rock. It looks really nice on the outside, but in the inside it's not great, is it? But that's okay, because I have another wee present for you. Because you did so great. You take that with you, and I'll keep the rock here. And then one more. I need one more girl to come up and pick from here. There's a wee tiny one, you can't really see it, but there is three presents here. Three presents. Okay. Can I have... Do you want to come up? You do. Okay. So last one, Willow. We have a nice bag, a red box, or a tiny wee envelope that you can't really see very well. What would you like? This. Do you want to open it and tell everyone what you have? I've sellotaped it a wee bit so no one can peek. What is it? We have some very pretty colouring pencils. Ooh. Yeah, so you can do your homework so well with those, can't you? Yeah. So what did we get in this really nice tub that was picked? It is a cup that she gets to colour in herself. Isn't that cool? Yeah. So there's loads of different presents that we have up here. Some of them look really cool, but maybe on the inside aren't great. They're not really that wonderful. And some that actually are so pretty on the outside and in the inside. And it's all about making the choice of what you want, making the choice of what gift you want. So let us close in prayer. God, we thank you for today. We thank you that you are here with us. And God, we thank you that you have allowed us to make the choice to be with you. And Father, I pray that in the coming days that we will think about what we have talked about today, that it'll go away with us and not just stay here in this building. Father, I pray that you would protect us and that you would keep us safe. In your name we pray. Amen.